we cannot conquer. We must solve the tackle. The disease we can, by setting aside the memory of disease, we cannot drive the disease. The disease should be get recognition, and a real treatment of the disease must be faced. Mm? So, Krishna Kirtan must, Krishna must be between the two. Krishna must be between the two. Whenever I shall mix to anybody, only about the talk of Krishna. Even it is said in Jagvada, the first mandala, Mattad Vishnu Paramangpadam Sada Pashyanti Suraya Divivo Chakshuratatam. This is the ring mantra, the first ring mantra. Whenever you approach to do any duty, you must think of your identification in their environment. Who are you? You are going to take up some work, some duty. You must think, who are you? You will think this, that the eye of Vishnu, eye like a sun is under your head, and the eye, but the Vishnu Parampad, his holy leg is on your head, and that is like an eye, just like a sun on your head. So guardians, under vigilant guardians, great eye, you are doing this thing. Hmm? So you cannot do any wrong. The guardian's eye is the watching eye. The searching eye is overhead. With this idea, he takes, do all the duty. So, Krishna must be come between. If I talk to any, if I associate, and we have any relation anywhere, bring Krishna. In Krishna's cause I am doing. In this way I can get rid of the danger of Punyavilas, karma, and gyan, yoga, etc. And then we can take bath in the rasa of Krishna. Mm? So avoidance is no solution, and to making much of anything, that is not also Krishna. That is enjoying in the name of religious, in the name of religion, in the name of Krishna, I am going to enjoy. That is very dangerous and very objectionable. That is copper, money, not only artificial, but that is deception, self-deception, and to deceive others also.
Dishonest.
So, according to one's own capacity. Generally, we should take caution against that private meeting in a lonely place, lone meeting, a solitary meeting, that should be avoided by all. But when we are many, there we may mix with them. General case. General recommendation may go in this way. The solitary meeting should be prohibited.
Sometimes, if they have to ask us a question, then we can have our secretary or another brahmachari with us.
Sometimes a lady disciple, she may have to talk to her guru some private anartha or these things. She may want some private visit to tell something to guru sincerely. But the Gurudev, according to his capacity, Madhyama Adhikari Guru, according to his own capacity, will arrange that. And whenever it will be possible, one or two ladies also can accompany him, at least in a light. He may meet, he may hear, others may not hear, but others may see their talk. He is talking to Gurudev that this is my difficulty. He may not like that others may know. So Guru may advise, and other people may see, but cannot hear. Yeah. This sort of meeting may be arranged.
Very satisfying answer. May I ask one more question? Lord Chaitanya has said that we should have no desire for liberation, but want to serve birth after birth. Well, my question is there any conflict between this desire to serve birth after birth and the desire to go to Krishna's abode and not return?
I can't follow.
He says that Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari, Bhavatad Bhakti Rahoita Kitai. Birth after birth, I come. I don't mind to take birth again. But at the same time, the devotee is praying to be with Krishna again. So is there some conflict that come birth after birth, he doesn't mind to come birth after birth in
only,
this world?
Only Krishna Kama. Other desires should be eliminated, and only Krishna Kama should be retained.
What is Krishna Kama?
Krishna Kama means the service of Krishna.
Krishna Karma.
Krishna Kama, the desire for Krishna.
Oh, and service.
Desire not to enjoy, not any other thing, but desire to serve Krishna. That all should be eliminated. Only the desire to serve Krishna, that is to be maintained. And here Mahaprabhu says, Janmani Janmani, he says that in the beginning I may not expect that only desire will abolish all my Janma. I must, according to my karma, nijo karma gunanda se jiji janma pai, I may have to go here and there in many, according to my previous karma, but I want to serve Krishna. That is this lakha, this end may not forsake me any time. Wherever I make it, kito janma ho yasa tu adar. Krishna connection only to be desired. We shall desire only one thing, and that is non-desire means sadhujya mukti. That is samadhi. Without having any desire, that may be samadhi. Only service of Krishna will be there. Service of Krishna will be there. And if I do not get physically, then union in separation. But Krishna consciousness, hankering for Krishna, must be present. Otherwise it will be the result of renunciation, that samadhi, like sound sleep. Krishna consciousness, that is the earnestness to serve Krishna. That one thing can never be eliminated. We must want that. That only one desire. There is no desire. When all desires of exploitation and renunciation vanishes, then that inner function awakens. That is our inner function, inner tendency. That cannot be eliminated.
I have a question.
Clear?
Well, what if a devotee asks us, should I desire to go to Krishna Loka? Then should we reply, no, just the service of Krishna?
No. However, at least if I am not eligible to go to Krishna, at least Krishna's connection, his devotee's connection, I must have in any form or other. I can't believe that. Any some least connection of Krishna, I must pray for. Otherwise, I am lost. Some connection of Krishna.
In the Goloka Dham,
Must associate with devotee.
Ah. Mm. At least he's devotee.
Even if
Kito janamaho. I may have, according to my karma, the birth of an insect, a worm. But my prayer is that I may be in connection of a Krishna, devotee of Krishna.
Even if you don't go to Goloka as an insect, but then it's okay.
Association of Krishna, then I am gone, I am dead.
Not going dead.
If disconnected, no connection with Krishna, then I am gone. So my connection, I should always desire of the highest good.
Is the desire to go to Goloka tinged with some liberation, tinged with the idea of salvation?
That is to desire that sarukko, saruppo, sarujjo, these are, though for serving facility it is wanted, still it is a lower bhakti. The highest is, wherever you are pleased to put me, I am satisfied with that. That is the highest. But conditional devotion must keep on your side. That is some conditional. That is of a little lower order. Sarupo, sarukko, samippo, sarsti. It's some sort of desire, and self-pushing, pushing the self towards selfishness. But however, what full, I am under your full control. Whatever you like to do, if you are satisfied, if you like to to throw down to the hell, yes, do that. I am ready. By your order, I can do anything, make or mar. Maravi rakavi jo ichha tuhara. You have every right over me. Such quality, devotion, dedication is necessary.
Not even to desire to go back to Krishna Loka.
If you are satisfied by removing me, yes, I.
But whatever Krishna.
Thereby, he gets the highest plane of connection.
Yeah.
Actually, such kinds of devotee, they are of the first rank. The suicidal army, suicidal squad. Suicidal squad.
Suicidal.
Why called that? Why are they called that?
They are up to any sacrifice for the country.
Oh.
So the highest confidence they should enjoy of the countrymen.
Suicide squad. Some of the kamikazes in Japan, they even give their life. So that's the highest honor.
Highest sacrifice. Prepared for the highest service of the country. So they get the highest honor. And highest honor and highest respect. Respect as well as honor. Sacrificing to Krishna, or rather we live. Otherwise we die. As much as you can sacrifice to Krishna, we are so much highly living. Characteristic we acquire. In fact, it is this.
It's like Hanuman.
Like Hanuman.
Huh?
He said like Hanuman.
Ah. Hanuman. Hanuman. Hanuman is in the middle. You see, Sanatana Goswami, a graduation, he first goes to Prayag, a Brahmin, Jamindar. He has come there and spending much money, giving to the poor, to the Brahmin, to the sadhus, all these things, feeding public. And lastly, he is chanting the name of Harinam Krishna Sankirtan. And then Narad came to him. He was very fortunate. Brahmin, you have done so magnanimous works, feeding Brahmin, feeding poor, feeding the sadhu, and giving so many things to others. Very high idea, I find it. What you say? You just go to the king, perhaps of Puri. Yeah, he has arranged in such a way that Mahaprasadam is being distributed to so many every day. Thousands and thousands of people are being benefited thereby, and so much grand upasana is going on in the temple, all these things. Then Narada went to there, and he praised the Maharaja. Your life is very successful. You are so big, being a king. You are doing so many things, and especially the prasad distribution to the people in a such a magnitude is impossible. Where do we find it? Please, what do you say, sadhu? You just go to Indra, you see how fortunate he is. I am, what fortune I have got. Please, we are Bhagavatam, have you not gone through?
No, he came
to Indra and began to sing in his praise. Indra, you are very fortunate. Upendra, Bhagavan Vishnu has come as your younger brother. In your area, so many worshipping festivals are going on, this, that, and so. Oh, how do you speak? I am attacked by the demons, and my wife is also sometimes disturbed. And what is, for what fortune you find in me? And Brahma is really fortunate. He is the master of this whole Brahmanda. He has come direct from Vishnu, and Vishnu sent a Ved through him. All these things in praise of Brahma. Then he went to Brahma and again began to talk in his praise. Then Brahma told, why do you speak? You don't know of Mahadev, Shiva. I am so many busy in the worldly concern. Every time complaints are coming from the Brahmanda, I have to solve that. No time to worship my Master Krishna. Only, of course, he gave Veda to me for the good of the people. But I myself do not know the real purpose there, for to speak. Mahadev, he is indifferent to the worldly life, and he has given himself exclusively to Vishnu, to Narayana. Yes, and there also in the Sruti, there are so many hymns in the praise of Mahadeva. Then he went to Mahadeva, and he began to chant many things from Rudra Sruti and to Yudhisthira Shiva. And Shiva was, what do you say, Narada? I thought that you had some real knowledge, but what you have come to say me? What am I? I am nothing. I am opposing Vishnu in many times. He has put me in such duty that sometimes in supporting my disciples I go to fight against him. The Durbuddhi I get. So I have nothing of the real devotion in me. Of course, I like Prabhupada. He has got Shuddha Bhakti. He does not want anything. Then it would be treasury, not Sarnasavhakta Savai Vanik. And even and such repression also, he maintained his devotional character. I appreciate, admire him. And then Narada went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, oh Gurudev, you have come to grace me. What is this that you have begun so, to talk so many things in mind. Please, I am your small disciple. You should not be so much apathetic to me, cruel to me. What devotion I have got. Of course, I, by your grace, sometimes I want him, but I am not, I have not got the facility, the chance of serving him direct. Hanuman, he is really fortunate, I see, he is engaged so much karma mishra, jnana mishra bhakti to Mahadeva, then Shuddha Bhakti from Prahlad, then Shuddha Bhakti, Shanta Rasa in Prahlad. Submission, but exclusive submission, but not active service. Active service began Dasya Rasa from Hanuman in a clear way. So in Prahlad, he showed Hanuman, and Mahadeva went to Hanuman. Ram, 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 Ram. Kadadivan, Hanuman lit up embraced Narada. And both began to shed tears and Ram, Ram. Making me hear this, my favorite name, Ram, Ram, in this way. And then Narada began to praise Hanuman, and Hanuman told Devarsi, what do you say? Of course, there was a time when I got facility, the chance of serving my master Ramachandra, but Prabhu has gone leaving me here. I am here in this Kadalivan. I am only need to suffer the pangs of his separation. But how happy the Pandavas. Recently, Lord Ramchandra has come here as Krishna, and he is, how friendly he is to the Pandava. Sometimes I think that, and when I think that, their fortune, I am very feeble, much encouragement, and this way he went. Then Narada went to Pandava. And he began to, he was also fortunate that Krishna is so friendly to you always, as if in your service, whenever you are in danger, only no sooner he is present before and diminishes all these troubles. In this way, went on Devarshi. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj told, what do you say, Devarshi? My one sentiment is this, that seeing the example of the Pandavas, us, none will come forward to worship Krishna. Okay? None will come forward for Krishna Bhajanam. Pandava was very closely connected, and the whole life they are in trouble. They are in trouble. So people will think that Krishna Bhajan means lifelong trouble. None will come decide that. Now and then comes it in our mind. Then Narada told, what do you say? Just the opposite. Any adverse circumstances comes to Pandava, that means it is the duta. Duta means, what is?
Servant. Duta, servant.
Duta.
Messenger.
Duta means messenger. That is really the messenger to speak to you, the Krishna is coming. Pandava's vipad, the danger of Pandava, is just the messenger to say, to express the Krishna coming. I mean, this, your danger means that Krishna is coming and everything is removed. So, Yudhishthira told, yes, Krishna, he favors us, we are not qualified though. But The Jadavas, how they are fortunate. Hare Krishna is always in their midst, and he are under his guidance, direct connection. They are very happy in this way. They began to praise the Jadavas. Then Narada went to the Jadavas. Jadavas said, yes, of course we have some sort of fortune, we have come in connection with Krishna, but we this, that, and we also suffer, and sometimes stolen, and this, that. But Uddhava, he is amongst us, he is the real devotee and the favorite of Krishna, we admit that. They went to Uddhava. Then Uddhava says to Narada, Devarshi, have you not gone through Bhagavatam? Did you not find my shloka, my prayer there? That is my sincere. That was my sincere prayer, and was what I am. In comparison with those. In this way, it is established. Once I was in Madras, that is, have you gone through Madras?
Yes, yes.
The Mambalam, the new town, has grown on the side, and there Shankarite Brahmin came, and he chanted Bhagavatam orally, whole thing in his memory, and explained. And some of our friends wanted us to see him. We went to see him. Then, after some silence, then I asked him, who is the greatest devotee according to you? He told the Chatushan. He told
Chatushan.
Chatushan. Son of Sanatan, son of Santakumar. I kept silence. He wanted to know, what is your opinion? I told, the Chatushan is the lowest. Then who will be the highest? I told this shloka to Uddhava of Krishna. No tatha me priyatamo natmo joni. What to speak of Chatushan? Atmo joni Brahma. No Shankara. No to Shankar suno. No Sri, no Ibatma, so Yatha Bhavam. This is in Bhagavatam. He knows it better. This is just from the mouth of Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. In the gradation of the list of the bhaktas, his priya, the Uddhava is the highest. No tathame priyatam, natma Brahma, Mahadev, no Sankarsan, Sri. Not only myself, you are more than myself, my more favorite, more beloved than my own self, Uddhava. This is his saying. And that Uddhava says, Asa mahu charanu re nujusa mahang san vrindavane kimapi gulmalatu sadina jadusta jang sajanam archupatam chitta bhejur mukunda padaming suti vibhimikang. Then the gopis, they are the highest, hold the highest position, and did not utter any word. Logically proved through Bhagavata. Then you go and take some, it is ready there. What's the time?
It's about 9:30. So,
after taking food also you may come, if you like, another 1 hour. I may be at your disposal.
Jai, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Only once I was there.
In Porbandar?
Porbandar. Dwarka. Dwarka and Porbandar. Porbandar, there's Kirti Mandir.
Kirti Mandir.
The Gandhi's Murti and the Kasturibai Palace. Porbandar. Arigas. Udama. How to... There is one thing I must say in this connection, that Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's Gurudev, he was told by a gentleman that one Shambhu Banerjee, disciple of Bhakti Vinod, he has married. He was a bachelor, now he has married. And Babaji Maharaj told, remarked, that does not matter, he may have married, but ask him to decorate the lady and serve him as if serving the gopi. For the service of Krishna. He may take this such attitude, it does not matter.
Decorate the lady?
Decorate his wife.
And serve her.
Serve her as thinking that she is gopi. As gopi, she is meant on to serve Krishna, and he will help her to for the service of Krishna. In this attitude she must see. So in connection of the previous question,
yes,
how we should mingle with the women, that we must not deviate, that everyone is a servant of Krishna. That temperament we should always maintain. Nothing, none is meant for me. Everything is meant for Krishna. I shall mix and we shall help each other with that spirit, that universal spirit may not be absent in us, in all our beings. We should try to maintain this universal current. Everyone is meant to Matibidu Sartha Gutinghi Vishnu. The end of everyone is to be connected in the service of Krishna, and we must help each other. With this spirit, we shall mix anyone and everyone. Everything, we come in connection, we must do our duty in this spirit, that I can help him to serve Krishna. And this in this wide and broad and deep plane, we have to work. We have to live and move. Yuvang pasyati sarvancha mai pasyati tasyaham na panasyami sacha na me panasyati. The farthest corner, we must see the connection of Krishna. And as much as possible, I shall try to promote to help it for the service of Krishna, and thereby I shall get more grace from Krishna. Yuvang pasyati arin bhagavatam sarva bhuteshu japasid bhagavat bhavamatmana bhutani bhagavatyatmanyesu bhagavatuttama. Everywhere I shall try to find its connection with Krishna, and in pursuance of that, following that connection, how I should deal with him. The secondary connection, my connection with everything, first his connection with Krishna, then I shall calculate what my connection should be with him, with it. Secondary. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol.
Gaur Hari
Bol.
Bhakti Rakshaka Sri
Gaur Hari Bol. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Sivatamana Krishna Prabhu ki jai. Sri Sat Swarup Maharaj ki jai. Dhir Krishna Prabhu ki jai. Vasudev Prabhu ki jai. Samaga Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Pramandi. Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Jai.
The prasad very quickly in expectation of seeing you again.
Yes.
We could
hearing.
We ate so quickly today.
The microphone.
This is how we also hear you.
In my last days, Prabhupada is giving me chance of talking about him. I was told by many of my friends, God brothers, that I can preach well to the educated society, especially. But I was not of that temperament, the preaching temperament. So they had this complaint against me. My Prabhupada also wanted me to go to the West for preaching. But I denied, showing that I am not fit for two causes. One, just as you find that I cannot understand the pronunciation, the intonation of the Westerners, that is a defect in me. And so, and another, that I have not the temperament of mixing intimately with them. So, if you order, I must go. But I don't think that I will be successful in preaching there. Then another God brother, Professor Sanyal, the author of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, he afterwards told me, "Do you know what Prabhupada wanted you to go there?" "Well, why?" I asked. "Because you won't be converted by them." I told, "Of course, yes. I can never be converted by anybody. I am, that's my firm confidence I have got. What I have learned from Prabhupada about Mahaprabhu and Krishna, none in the world can convert me in his faith. This much faith I must have in the heart. But so Prabhupada wanted. But Maharaj went and he came half converted, leaving his danda and giving up his shikha, many things, imitating dress, imitating from there. He came back. And he came first. I was in charge of Bombay Mart at that time. I went to receive him from the ship. And Herr Schulze and one baron, two German gentlemen came with him, with red dress. Then Swami Maharaj was present there. He was doing business at the time. And in the round table, we took our seats. I asked one Maharaj about the preaching results. And in course of his statement he told Lord. They ask so many questions that cannot be answered. I challenged mildly, told, what are the questions that cannot be answered? I want to hear from you. Swami Maharaj, I am here, Van Maharaj that side, Sudh Sahib here, Swami Maharaj here, and Prabhupada is here. And he used to put questions, and I used to answer his questions. Then he was silenced. Swami Maharaj spoke aloud. Here, Europe is defeated by Asia. That was his loud expression. Europe is defeated by Asia. What he told to Swarup Damodar. So you have come to beg here, beg. You come for begging. Can't you give something to them? That was, he told me himself. I asked him, can't you give something to them? What can I give to them? Yes. Materially, they can help you. They are in a position to give you. But spiritually, they are poor. And you can help them in spiritual matters. In that way, Swarup Damodar was attracted.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. What prasad you take?
We took puris.
I also take a bit of it, because my faith is the Mahaprabhu grants prasadam for you, so earnest you are in your bhajan, come already in the land of Mahaprabhu. Surely he is arranging prasadam for you, and you like to take a bit. And my Mahaprabhu had some connection with America. Of course, from the beginning, intuitively, I had some sympathy with the Germans. Well, America is a mixed nation from many countries.
Plenty of Germans in America also. German-Americans.
German, a portion. German American, French American, this way. English, mostly English, is it not? British. Main population?
It's a big mixture now. Nowadays, everything's African.
It is. It is a mockery that Eisenhower, he was a German. And he was the general to crush Germany. His fate was like that. Anyhow. My Mahaprabhu has connection with America. When I came here, I wanted to establish Mahaprabhu's Bika, the carpenter who generally prepares Bigra for us. I asked him to give Mahaprabhu Murti to me. And I asked him, how much you want for that, for your labor? I knew that he already supplied a big it took 30 rupees.
30 rupees?
30.
Already.
And he told 30, 40, whatever he like. I proposed him, I shall pay 101, and you give all your merits and your collect, and try to make my Prabhu as beautiful as you can. That is my request to you. Then he told me, yes, I shall do that, but then I shall have I must have some time. At that time, during the war period, it was in 1945. The war finished almost.
Yeah.
And the American farms were working in Calcutta, in the vicinity of Calcutta. So Pooja son was there. And he was engaged in his service there, in that farm. He told that I am in service there. I shall take the necessary wood there, and there in my leisure time, I shall do the service. And then it will be, I shall get ample time to my heart's content. I shall do service in such a way that Mahaprabhu comes as beautiful as possible. All right, I do that. Then Mahaprabhu was actually got a figure, took figure there. And then when he came here from Calcutta side, I went to, he informed me, I went to the station, and from there I took Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, in his pocket of service, he had some connection with American power. I can't but...